Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Putting the funk back into dysfunctional. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pelham, Mike Hell Valdivia, and Brian Scalzo.
Technical director.
The man pushing the buttons that make the stuff go out into space.
He be spinning the tracks as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's our DJ. He's our man.
He's a man of all whatever. And he's an IT student. He's out at Chandler Gilbert Community
College.
He
can double-click a mouse like no other. You know, running this radio show is pretty much, you have to have almost an IT engineer degree anyway.
No, it's plug and play.
Yeah, but I mean, the commercials now, everything's computerized.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Click a button.
If you're a technology kind of person like you know, Ken and I sometimes are known to be, just coming down and checking a place out like this is kind of cool sometimes.
Can be.
I mean, now it's not because we've been doing it for so long. But
you know why it's cool? Because Brian's here.
Yeah, it wouldn't be cool without him.
It wouldn't be prudent.
Actually, it was just as cool without him.
That's true.
Didn't matter to me.
All right, we're talking today about the recording industry's attempts to try to get people to conform to copyright laws. Silly them. In fact, Mike emails in with some poignant points. Poignant?
Poignant points?
Topic file sharing. He says, what is it that people don't understand about stealing someone else's property? These are the same people that probably think that there's nothing wrong with shoplifting. The mother of that girl that was arrested in New York for file sharing thought that since she paid $21.95 a month for internet service, then that included all the stuff they could steal. What a muyuck! Thanks, Mike. That was good. Muyuck, by the way, is our official handle. It's better than bonehead. I mean, bonehead is okay. That's like a temporary thing. Muyuck's kind of a permanent thing, right?
Muyuck is, yeah, if you're deemed a muyuck, that sticks with you for at least a generation or so.
Goes for a while.
A bonehead, you can lose that over the course of a few weeks, probably,
it's
easily.
It's just a temporary lapse, right?
And in our case, it's just of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes away after 24 hours maximum, so no
big. All right, let's go to the phones here, see if we can't bail some folks out. Cindy's been holding, and she's up next here on the Computer Corner. Welcome, Cindy.
How's it going, guys?
You know, it's another day in paradise.
And another birthday.
Yeah. Hey, don't remind us.
Hey, okay. I'm okay with being reminded, because I'm still pre-30, so it's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Shut up, Brandon.
Hey, I passed 40 a few years back, and I stopped counting.
Well, Ken's past 60, so it's okay.
No. No, I'm dyslexic. I'm 24.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway, Cindy, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys could help me undo something that I did to myself. I'm very technoplegic.
Wait a minute. Could you possibly be a candidate for
technoplegic, though? That's good.
That's,
I don't know if we've heard
one,
that before.
Yeah.
Cindy, here we call it being a cybertard.
I definitely read up there.
All right. So what kind of cybertard activity?
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt today's program, but for those of you on the left side of the aircraft, you should have a real good view of a cybertard.
My question for you is, I wish I was at home with my computer. Unfortunately, I had to work today. A few days ago, as I got on, I just turned the computer on, the desktop themes were up. I got an update reminder that was labeled like it was from Cox High Speed Internet.
And this was in your email?
No.
No.
It was, I had the desktop themes up, I hadn't even pushed the little E for Outlook Explorer yet, and it popped up. So I thought, well, it has to be legit, I have Cox. So I tried to download it, I allowed Zone Alarm to let the program pass, but the update failed. The next day it did the same thing, and so I dropped Zone Alarm. And then I became suspicious after I downloaded at least part of it before I was able to cancel it. I called Cox. They have no such product now, so there's no update.
Don't you wish you'd become suspicious before you canceled Zone Alarm and did all those things?
That's exactly it. That was what I was thinking when I was dialing Cox technical support.
Yeah, there are a lot of spyware, adware programs that are going to reside inside of your computer. I don't know if you've heard us talk about AdAware. It actually goes and checks. I tell people about once a month, just run AdAware to see how much stuff you've picked up.
The good news is this thing most likely was nothing that's going to damage your system, like a virus or a worm or something like that. Most likely, if it was something bad, it's something that's just going to fill up your computer with a bunch of garbage like ads and things. But like what Ken was starting to allude to is a program like AdAware will help you get rid of all the bad stuff it might have thrown in there. And so it shouldn't cause you any permanent kind of damage.
Or has it?
I have been working so much, I really haven't had a chance to explore much of anything. I do have Adaware, and I am such a cybertard. I think I've got it keeping all the bad stuff, and I've got to go back in and really try and understand the program.
Yeah, just have it do a full scan. It'll come up with a list of everything that it knows to be Adware and spyware, and you can basically just say, get rid of all of it. It's real simple.
Well, okay. Just take its advice. It's never been wrong that I've seen, and it's always done a real good job of cleaning things up and getting rid of a lot of that garbage.
Yeah, the only time it's an issue is that there's some spyware, adware that's associated with like file sharing utilities.
Yeah, that's right. The one that's going to put the axe.
And Kazaa will stop working after you run it, and it says you need to reinstall Kazaa, which you can either do that or not.
Go to something else.
Okay.
All right.
And you're not as much of a cybertard as you think, because you recognize that there's potentially a problem, and you're doing something about it now. So you know, don't be too hard on yourself, but I would be a little bit concerned about the separation anxiety you have about leaving your computer for the day. You said you wish you were back home with it.
Oh, well, I know. This is
That's
true.
A concern.
It's a little bit scary. I was wondering, the first time that the update failed, I just recalled the first four letters of the update. It was B-O-G-O, and then I went in after I called Fox, and I tried to do a search for programs with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more embedded than that, so...
Okay.
Yeah, just let Adaware kind of do its thing. If you're somewhat skilled, you can actually go into your Add Remove programs in the control panel.
I couldn't even find it.
Yeah.
You know, there's another option.
What?
Buy a DeLorean.
DeLorean.
If you can get up to 88 miles an hour, there's this thing you can do that you can kind of go back in time.
That requires 1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, there's that.
I don't think my 64 Plymouth Valiant will get that far.
All righty then.
All right, Sydney.
But it looks cool getting there.
You bet. Just see if you can clean that stuff out. And by the way, we've got lots of resources from previous shows posted at datadoctors.com. You can check out all the adware, spyware programs.
I'm on your email list. I get your newsletter.
Great.
Beautiful.
Thank you,
Cindy. Yeah, folks, there's a lot of ads that are just going to pop up that are going to look like Windows generated it or came from, you know, hey, your internet connection's not optimized, that kind of stuff. Just about all of it is a scam. Windows XP does have the ability to update itself, and it will notify you, but you'll notice it's a little yellow balloon will come up from the bottom right-hand side of your computer, actually pointing at one of the icons there in the sys tray, and that when that yellow balloon comes up that says updates are available or ready to be installed or what have you, that's about the only one that you probably want to pay attention to.
In fact, Cindy, if you're still listening, you might want to look into disabling the Messenger service in Windows, and the steps for that are located at our free help website at computerproblems.com. Just put in probably the keyword Messenger under the search button there, and I bet you'll find links to be able to give you step-by-step instructions on how to disable that Messenger service, which is probably going to help prevent these things from popping up and tricking you in the future.
Yeah. All right, and of course, if you are concerned and can't get through on the phone lines, if you're a parent that's concerned about file sharing, email us, and we'll try to give you a hand so that you don't end up being a victim of a subpoena based on what your kids are doing.
Yeah, true.
Which is what a lot of people are experiencing right about now.
Hey, I had a good question here, an email that I saw that probably a lot of people have, because I get people from time to time asking something along these lines. It's from Perry in Glendale, and he asks, he has Windows XP, and he gets our newsletter on a regular basis.
Good guy.
And in our newsletter, as has been happening for a long, long time lately, we mentioned security updates and vulnerabilities that exist and patches you need to get from Microsoft's website to make sure that you're keeping yourself protected. And it's a good idea to make sure you're keeping yourself protected by going to the Windows Update site regularly. What he asks, though, is, I have automatic updates enabled, and so do I still need to go to their website to do that, or am I being taken care of by the automatic updates that are automatically occurring there?
Yes and no.
The answer is, if you have that enabled, great, it's probably taking care of what we're talking about, but anything that's automatic, it's only as good as if it's working or not, so to make sure that it's actually doing its job, you still want to go every once in a while and go to the Windows Update site and make sure that there's not a great deal and a huge number of critical updates that are available that have not yet been installed.
And that's windowsupdate.microsoft.com.
Or from within your browser, under Tools, there's a Windows Update option available for you there.
Yes, good question. Thank you, Perry. How much time do we have?
I think it's time for us to go to a break, because I'm getting that technical foul thing, and that it always seems to be like, maybe that's supposed to be a symbol or something. I don't know.
Wow, somebody named Deep Throat in Peoria has a question about their past.
Wow.
On the phone there. Hey, there's a teaser for you, huh? When we come back, we'll check out what's going on in Peoria, and we'll also talk about the RIAA's benevolent gesture in creating an amnesty program. Should you sign up? Should you tell them, yes, I've been bad, but I'm fessing up now? inquiring minds want to know. We'll give you all the information when we come back here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, back right after this.
Ted Simons, weekdays at 12:30.
Johnny Cash.